scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Yeah, I'm a little upset about this to hear. According to a new survey, 1 in 3 people don't know how to fix a flat tire. Don't know how to swap out the flat tire for a spare.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. Now, I haven't done it in a long time. It would take me some thinking.
Yeah.
But I know I've done it before. I could do it.
Most cars, I've known some people that have cars, they're like, I don't even have a spare tire in my car.
Oh. I once drove on a spare for like 3 months because I was too broke.
I've known people that have done that.
To replace the tire. But
36% of people don't know how to fix flat tire. The survey also found that nearly half of American car owners couldn't change their car's oil either, and 1 in 4 don't know how to even jumpstart a car.
Now, that's sad.
I mean, jumping a car,
you got to know how to jump a car. That is a two-step process.
That is literally, you find another car.
Ka-kunk, ka-kunk, and then ka-kunk, ka-kunk.
Yeah. Positive, negative.
Yeah.
Positive, negative. Start your car. Boom. That's
pretty much it.
Done.
I bet people are afraid of it.
I would say, most people afraid of electricity, I could see. I mean, and they're thinking like, well, what if I accidentally crisscross the thing?
And blow everybody up.
And blow up the battery and that would not be good.
No, it wouldn't be.
So I guess that's why.
So maybe they shouldn't do it.
I guess that's why they end up calling their insurance company and get them to get the roadside assistance.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have. And I will say that while I know how to fix a flat tire, theoretically, I could change my car's oil. And I do know how to do a jump start.
Okay.
I'd rather not do any of that stuff if I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Especially on the side of the road.
I don't mind doing
it. On a highway or something.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah, on a highway. Super,
that's why you get AAA.
If it's like your tire that's on the outside towards the road,
right.
I may call a tow truck at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's another idea that you might want to get on. There's a ghost town for sale. Listen to the name of it. A ghost town outside of Lone Pine, California. So it's not actually Lone Pine itself. It's just near it.
Yeah.
It was the town of Cerro Gordo.
Ooh.
Has an abandoned hotel. Ooh, spooky. A church, a saloon, and several homes. And you can buy it for $925,000.
That's a steal.
That's cheaper than the mall.
Yeah.
You can buy a whole town.
That's true. That is cheaper than the Orchards Mall.
The abandoned mining town has been owned by one family for decades, and they're ready to sell. So if you've ever wanted to just put your name on a town and own the whole thing,
yeah, especially if you like Old West movies, because I was looking at a video, like aerial footage and just the kind of the little thing shown in the town. It's like the Old West. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Old buildings, middle of the desert, pretty cool. It's like south of the Sierra Nevada.
I'm looking on the map right now to see where it is. Ooh,
yeah,
cool.
Right?
Let's do it. We could do the show from there.
We could. Yeah. Well, I doubt we get any kind of signal of any kind out there. That's
right.
Probably why it's a ghost town.
Right, exactly. Oh, well.
If anybody's got any money, we'll totally go there and visit on vacation or something
Absolutely.
Like that. But that's trending topics for this morning.